get the main singer, Taylor, Oz Hatton, get him, actually. So pretty much you're catching places off the floor.
Let's go, guys.
Free Victoria!
Against tyranny in countless cities around the world. And today, we return to the streets to hold accountable those responsible for the greatest tyranny in living memory. This Victorian election is the most important election that our state has ever had. The truth about the corruption in Victoria is finally being brought into the light. Daniel Andrews must go! Our supposed opposition government was not willing to push back when we needed it the most. And now, it's time for the real opposition to stand tall! Our freedom movement helped people to find community when we were at our most isolated. And today, our freedom movement is the real opposition fighting to get Daniel Andrews out of office. Many within our movement spoke out about this unethical arrangement that elected those who voted against us. Many small parties, unfortunately, and there is room for redemption in my view, chose to be complicit in this strategic deal. Many thousands of Victorians may be fooled into voting against their interests by deceptively named front parties. And today, many more Victorians are calling for this racket to come to an end. Australia can become a powerhouse of growth and innovation if we harness our potential. It is up to each and every single one of us to bring people closer to the side of freedom and prosperity. It is up to each and every single one of us to turn the tide in the battle against Daniel Andrews. And it is up to each and every single one of us to build a better Victorian state government that will fight for our freedom when it counts. We are never going to give up. We are never, ever going to give in. We, you, I, we are the freedom movement. and freedom always wins! Jolly well should be. We're at the end of a 2.5 year marathon. Who's tired? Yeah? You know what? That's okay. That's allowed. Don't judge yourself for that. It's been 2.5 of the longest years of our lives. But guess what? We're a week away from the end of that marathon. We are a week away from the finish line. So let's pick ourselves up. Stop looking at our feet, stop tripping over the people around us, and focus on the goal. The goal is 1 week away, and there are three very specific things we need to do between now and then to cross that finish line strong. Number one, if you haven't already, please volunteer for the Freedom Party of your choice to stand on the polling booths during pre-polling and on election day. I cannot emphasize this enough. It makes a real difference. Please do it. Number two, have the hard conversations with the people around you in your life. The third thing I want you to do, can you raise your hands? Go to battlegroundmelbourne.com and you'll see it there for free. The people standing here wrote that movie. There are some excellent fucking legends here that helped to write that movie. Can we commit to finishing strong? Can we commit to finishing strong? Let's do this!
What's going on, my people? We're doing all right? Hey guys, how much of a relentless warrior is Harrison? Give it up for Harrison. Who here remembers when we had hundreds of thousands of people in the street? Right? Who's there? They said it could not be done. We did it. We are the people who are capable of achieving what others refer to as impossible. Don't ever forget that. It was today or yesterday, Daniel Andrews actually referred to our party, Freedom Party Victoria, he referred to us as Nazis. Can you believe it? But there's a lot of similarities to what Daniel Andrews has done over the past few years and the early stages of Nazi Germany. Am I out of line by saying that? So help me God, I got into this business not to cover for anybody that does the wrong thing, and I intend on keeping that promise to each and every one of you, even if I'm the last man standing. We know based on the jury tapes that this man has openly admitted that his objective is to deliver a crossbench that the Daniel Andrews Labor government can work with. That's why I'm so proud that myself and the team and all of our supporters, we were the first party to come out in the beginning and say that if elected to Parliament, we will push for these preference deals for cash to be criminalised by up to a $400,000 fine and up to 12 months in jail. But we may need to extend that for 10 years because democracy should never ever be for sale, period. This is what it all comes down to. You know me, I know you. We've been out there together, we've been shot at together, tear gassed together, arrested together, homes raided, not together but separately. And so, what can I say? I'm just one of you, and if you elect me to Parliament, it's not one person going to Parliament, I'm bringing in the hundreds of thousands of people that were on the streets getting shot at that got trampled over. About it. The reason I'm doing this is to represent you, simple as that, and it is at the utmost highest priority for me to do every single thing that I can in my power to use every single ounce of my energy to ensure that those in office, in power, that acted unlawfully throughout the past 3 years are forced to stand up and face their justice no matter what. And let's go out and make this happen together. The stakes could not be higher. The reason why you're here and over 100,000 Victorians have left is because you are here to fight. You are not willing to leave your home. I'm willing to go all the way with you guys. Let's make it happen together. God bless you all, and success is ours. Thank you.
Serve men and women of Australia, but instead serve the greedy and self-obsessed men and women in suits. We see how you have politicised the Victorian police by sending orders to kill us through medical tyranny and coercion. We also see how you've rigged every single Victorian state election in such an undemocratic, demonic way. And then go and try and blame us for destroying democracy.
The Australian Medical Professional Society's current goals is to get the government out of the doctor-patient relationship, restore informed consent, give our rights back to the patient's bodily autonomy, and not to be punished for making those very important decisions, and the right to robust, uncensored scientific and medical debate, and not be punished for having those debates.
Acknowledge the traditional custodians of this land. Now I know for some people they don't see that as important. They don't see that as something significant. I see it today as showing that this system is an unsustainable system. From a First Nations perspective, there is no reason why you people can't walk with us as First Nations people. What that's saying is, I've heard a lot of messaging. If people don't know me as familiar, I've been doing a lot in Canberra and around the place, keeping the good fight. But in acknowledging that, in terms of voting, in terms of contracting, I think I seen a sign here earlier part in terms of don't contract. Don't be a part of their system. When it comes to voting, don't vote. We want their system to crumble. Now that's not a too far-fetched of a message. What that is saying is that it's the system that's suppressing us. It's the systems issue, it's not who's in there. We can get whoever's out of there and put somebody else in there, but you guys are still stuck in the same predicament.
They're all corrupt.
And we're sick of going around the merry-go-round with these people. These police officers, who appointed these people to be our saviours and protectors? I didn't. Did you? They are corporate agents. They work on behalf of the corporate Australian government. Understand that. The way you get rid of them, starve them. Don't feed the system. Thank you very much, Imam.
But also the first, the original Toot to Boot woman, is not her. That's the t-shirt. But she was fined for walking in that 1 hour that we're allowed out of our house by that dictator. She held a sign exactly like that, said Toot to Boot. Well, guess what? They're trying to make that illegal. She's been through all the courts. On Monday morning, it's at the Appeals Court of Victoria. It's going to determine if we are allowed to walk down the street with a sign.